Yeah.
I love it. I don't know why, but I'm just glad to see it.
Yeah. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Doing the COVID beard here.
Yeah, I'm a little upset. I keep getting these gray ones. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that doesn't get any better. Just to let you know.
Holy shit, it's getting like by the minute. It's like, well, there's one,
oh,
there's
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah. Well, so do you do anything with the beard?
Like, if I do like this, I keep this short and the...
But do you
lips.
Do anything like beard butter and...
If it gets so long, I will. I have some stuff.
So I have beard butter I'll put on mine and literally I'll do it.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just turns white.
Does it?
And it's like... All right.
Do you brush that in?
Yeah, I brush it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it says get like about a dime's worth.
Okay.
And then just rub it all in. So.
She got me, the last time I did this, she got me this stuff, and the smell was like going up my nose. I couldn't stand it.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Got that. Keys.
I haven't run this distance since Bird in Hand, so this should be interesting.
There you go.
It ended up being about a month total I didn't run.
Yeah.
And then Thursday and Friday I did 3. I mean, I just took it easy, but it felt nice. It wasn't it wasn't horrible, but it was like, there you go. There's the weight you gained. There's the running you didn't do.
Yep.
So I got to lose. If I did the math right... 30
even
pounds.
Work.
Just 30.
Yeah.
If I want to get back to my fighting weight.
Yeah. Susie, you may have smashed the hell out of this one too many times.
What's that?
The gym boss.
I have my phone for intervals.
Do you? Okay. We may be doing laser.
Laser beams. You know what's funny is I almost grabbed
my... she smashed the hell out of this thing.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? So, I'm like, yeah, we'll just use mine. I'm like, yeah, Bear, I think you pretty much... Yeah, this is trash.
Destroyed it.
It's trash. So, I'm gonna have to go buy one. Alright, so I have everything else I need. This is fine. Start now. Good. I no longer need the glasses.
I almost grabbed my gym boss. Damn it.
Grab my cool-looking shades.
You know, they're in the house. They got us these like safety glasses for work this year, and they're technically readers. They're shaded. Just this part here and here. But I might try them on a run so I can actually see my watch.
Yeah.
Just there you go.
Does that work? Yeah, it works better. Good. Clean some of this. Yeah, good. Much better. Okay, got keys, keys. Yes, got them. All right. Good. All right.
So, today's the Richmond Marathon.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's freezing.
Yes, of course.
Always cold for that.
Yeah, you can gauge your cold weather when Richmond has a race.
Although in the first year I did that,
that's cool.
It was in the 50s, yeah. I have the polarizing on. It's like, that's really cool with the polarizing. It's less cool without the
And filter. It feels good.
Yeah, but I'm like, all right.
All right, well, you let me know when you're ready and I'll start this thing. And
all right.
I'll have it in my pocket on my right leg.
All right. So basically, we're going to run walk as your leg vibrates.
Well, you'll hear it.
All right.
Well, you shouldn't. I have the volume the whole way up.
All right.
Because I have my... we have a dishwasher being delivered this morning.
Woohoo!
So in case she misses it and they hit the ring bell, they're going to call me.
Oh, awesome. All right. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. Go. We'll be a little delayed to start.
That's all right. No biggie. I was a little delayed to start.
Oh, it's a voice. Sorry. It's going to tell you. That's all right. I was just chilling with the pups.
There you go.
pulled the old dishwasher out last night.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, that's cool.
It's not on its own breaker.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to shut it off. Because I had to cut the damn wire.
Mm-hmm.
It's tied into the same breaker as the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to replace ours, but... I mean, it is 20 years old, but...
Yeah.
But, after we put it in... We put in the laminate flooring.
Okay.
Well, the flooring is just high enough that the only way you're getting that dishwasher back out is to rip that floor up.
Oh.
Which is fine. Huh?
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Before each one, I'll give you a 5-second heads up.
Uh-huh. So. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned it all up on the floor.
Yeah.
I kept the lines from the under the sink.
Uh-huh.
In case I can reuse them.
5 seconds.
Alright.
Run for 1 minute.
Alright, we'll run for 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
There's the wife telling me what to do again. Oh. You know, as out of shape as I am, I can't tell you how good this feels.
Oh, yeah.
To be doing this.
Okay. I just want to get a couple runs in that are at the distance that I'm going to run in Savannah.
That's next month, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's 3 weeks from today. So, 3 weeks from right now, I should be across the Talmadge Bridge, waiting for the start. And it's three loops of the bridge.
Nice.
So. 5 seconds. Walk for 30 seconds.
All right. We'll do it. But yeah.
I almost forgot all this cold weather stuff. Cause
yeah.
It hasn't been cold.
No. No, it's been good. I saw the forecast for the winter. Whatever use that is, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to be warm for the first half and then cold for the second half.
Okay.
Run for 1 minute.
We have a fair shot at another nor'easter, they're thinking.
Oh yeah.
Well, they were saying last year we got like 5.2 inches of snow.
Oh, garbage. Yeah,
you know. And we got 3 inches of it all at one day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
We need a good old-fashioned nor'easter.
Yep.
As long as I'm not at work, I mean.
Well, and they were interesting, though. Because, I mean, my memory, nor'easters always show up in February.
Yeah.
Right? And yet, the 2016 storm that gave us 30 inches.
Yeah.
March.
Oh, yeah.
1996, March.
5 seconds.
Huh.
1993, March.
Walk for 30 seconds.
I'm like, huh. All right.
So what you're saying is?
So, heck of a pattern for March.
Right.
And that would make sense if we're going to be cooler. You know, we're going to have a 34-degree March as opposed to a 54-degree March.
Right.
And March tends to be rainy anyway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're definitely due.
Is that a run?
It is now. Yeah, that 5 seconds always screws me up.
Yep.
Because I want to jump the gun.
Yep. So.
Well, after, you know, a week of cold, a week of warm, a week of cold, a week of warm. Just give me one.
Yep. Yep. So we'll see. We'll see. So growing the beard just because, or
yeah,
just doing the no-shave November?
No, I'm just being lazy.
All right. Yep.
After a while, it'll get annoying again.
Yeah.
5 seconds. Walk for 30 seconds.
Yeah. I like it for a while, but then all the grays stick straight out.
Oh yeah.
And there was one right around here, and it kept catching my eye.
Uh-huh.
I'm going like this in the mirror on the engine. That's freaking annoying.
Yep.
Tried to pull it.
It's a heck of a long hair if it's catching your eye.
Yeah, right?
Oh yeah.
So,
run for 1 minute.
Yep.
If I keep it long, I'll still trim.
Yep.
Especially under the neck.
Yep.
Well. Then your shirt catches it.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a preview of what's to come.
For beards?
Yep.
Okay.
So for right now, that's what you're doing, because I did that. Oh, wow, look, there's a gray hair there, and there's a gray hair there, because they stand out.
Oh, yeah.
All right? One day you'll be looking at the mirror, trying to find where all the brown hairs are. Hey, there's one right there.
I found a brown one.
Hey. So, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. The wife is very quick to point out the change in seasons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the same thing. Goes, hey, you know you have 3 gray hairs on the top
5
of your
seconds.
Head? I'm like, I'm 35. Knock it off. You know?
30
been married a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, the best part is, God bless my wife, but she dyes her hair.
Uh-huh.
Because
so
you can tell when she doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like a tidal wave of, and she'll go,
yeah,
you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I go, oh, but you want me to dye my, I'm not dyeing my beard.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it either. I got a buddy who
5 seconds
dyed his hair. And I'm like, yeah, no, dude, I'm not doing it.
No.
I'll shave it off before I do that.
No.
You know?
Because as fast as it grows, that's like work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, for the longest time.
Morning.
Morning. Susie actually has been dyeing her hair dirty blonde.
Okay.
And it does look nice. Well, she came back from the hair salon 2 weeks ago. And of course, you know, first thing she does is, you know, comes finds me and like, there's no words, you're just walking through the room and just stare at you like, okay, you have to tell me what you think now.
Right.
And I went, well, I like the haircut. What's
5 seconds.
What's different though? You look very different. And she's like, this is my original hair color.
Oh, wow.
And I went, yeah, that's it. Because I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Right.
You know? I'm like, oh, yeah, I seem to remember back in 1999. Yeah.
Does your wife, she goes to the salon?
Yeah.
Kelly does her own.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Because she's done it so often now.
Yeah.
That, well, we're low.
For 1 minute.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway. But it smells like a friggin' chemical plant.
Yes, yes. Yep.
Because she puts that stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And it walks around for 20 minutes. Like,
yes.
Go away.
Yep.
You're scaring the dog.
Yeah, when I was a kid, when my mom would go to the hair salon, of course, too young to leave me and my sister at home, so.
Of course.
We got thrown in the car.
Yeah.
And like, well, you can sit and read a magazine. You know, it's like,
thanks.
It's a ladies' hair salon. There are no good magazines here. It's Red Book. And, you know,
what
Good Housekeeping.
And Highlights or something?
Yeah, you know.
No, sorry.
Sorry. Okay, one of my dogs.
5 seconds.
That was doggone ridiculous.
Right?
Walk for 30 seconds.
I said, all right, I'll be back. I'm going to go get Maggie.
That's right.
So yep. Eat your dog.
Yep. But But yeah, it's like, well, it's not going to be there long. I'm like, you're going to be there for 2 hours. What do you mean not going to be there long? And of course, you know, it was like 8. 2 hours feels like 20 hours.
Yeah, that age.
When you're 8, you're like, oh, I'm going to be 15 when you're done.
Run for 1 minute.
So, yeah.
You know, I didn't think we'd be talking about that today.
Huh?
Hair salon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what's great about this. Like, yeah, I didn't plan this. Didn't plan this.
Like, haven't seen you in months.
Yep.
How's your wife's hair?
This is what guys talk about.
That's right.
Yep. So.
Well, I guess marathon training starts now.
Yep.
Again.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So where are you going, Anthony?
I'm going to Flying Pig Marathon.
Cool.
In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
OH.
I love it.
Sunday, May 5th.
Yep. Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. 6:30 start time.
All right. Jim's landing.
Right.
Run for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you get good weather, it's great. I guess last year, they got deplorable
weather.
They
got flooded, didn't they?
They got flooded, yeah. I mean, that time of year, Cincinnati's a little bit different in that they might be slightly warmer.
Yeah.
Than us that time of year.
Run for 1 minute.
Yeah, that's always a concern, you know.
Because the year I did it, that was the thing. It was wonderful in the morning because, and I don't know if they still do this, but they're one of the few races, maybe the only race that I'm aware of, that started at 6:30.
Okay.
You start early.
Yeah.
which is nice because it's like, you're not going to sleep anyway. So it's like,
yeah, really.
You know, let's just get this thing going. You know, instead of, I'm going to be awake at 4 and, you know, pacing a hole in my hotel room.
Right.
Until I can get ready to leave for an 8 o'clock start. Like, just, yeah, let's get this party started.
Yeah, that is
so that's,
the worst.
That's actually very nice.
Yeah.
Because
you got that adrenaline. You might as well go.
You might as well go.
5 seconds.
Right? And, of course.
Run for 30 seconds.
They start you, I guess it would be west of the ball stadiums.
Yes.
So you run down the road, you run by the football stadium, you don't remember if you ran by the baseball stadium first or later, but you run by them both,
right?
For 1 minute.
What year did you go?
14.
14.
And you run through town. And about a mile-ish later, you're crossing the bridge into Kentucky.
Okay.
Halfway across the bridge, here's this sign. Welcome to Kentucky.
Nice.
That's cool. Then you're on the other side in Covington. Do the same thing on their side, only back over to the I-75 bridge. Halfway across that bridge, here's your sign. Welcome to Ohio.
Nice.
Last chance to turn back. So. And then you come down.
5 seconds.
And then from there,
walk for 30 seconds.
You basically start, and you hit that around, you get off the bridge back into Ohio, about mile 4.
Okay.
And from there, you start a very slow incline from there. It's a net incline pretty much all the way to mile 8.
Oh, wow.
All right. First part of it's not so bad. Oh,
dear.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Female deer.
Yeah. Got 3 of them.
Run for 1 minute.
All right, we'll run for 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am. There's another one.
Yeah.
Cut her off.
Yeah.
Deer mafia.
Yeah.
got plenty of time.
Yep. But they do it the same way. It's you and the half marathoners together. And then somewhere around, I think it's like mile 5, and you start up this very long, slow incline. They separate you.
Okay.
Half marathoners are on one side of the road, marathoners are on the other. And all of a sudden, there are just as many people around you, but if you're a marathoner, you have a lot more breathing space.
Oh, right.
Okay. Right? Because the crowd is on the other side.
5 seconds.
So when you get to the top of the hill, they're going to take a left. Seconds. You're going to take a right, and that's the last you'll see of them.
Wow, that early.
Yep. And then you go. Kevin would know the point, but there's a road they run you by. Plan on having your camera, phone, right?
Right.
5 seconds.
Gorgeous view of the Ohio River from up there.
Run for 1 minute.
It's worth a shot there. And from that point, that's the highest point in the entire race.
Really?
You're like mile 8.
Oh, nice.
So from there to the finish, it's a net downhill.
Okay.
So you're going down. And I, like I said, probably by the time you get to, I'd say like mile 12, from there on, it's essentially flat. You know, maybe a little bit of elevation change, but nothing,
like
nothing drastic. And definitely at the end, I don't remember how many miles it was, but I think it's at least the last 4 or 5. You're running along the Ohio. It's flat as a pancake.
Nice.
So, and then you finish right in front of
5 seconds.
Great American Ballpark.
Cool.
So,
walk for 30 seconds.
Well, we're trying to make a trip out of it. If she can get the time off.
Yep.
Like, you know, drive out Saturday morning.
Yep.
Kevin already extended an invite.
That's cool.
So I was very grateful for that.
Yep.
Yeah, just figure out.
I don't know if it's a queen
5 seconds.
Or a double bed he's got in the basement. But it's nice. It's
right.
You got its own bathroom and shower down there.
Yeah, he sent me a whole email about it.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. Own bathroom and shower. His exercise area is down that way.
Okay.
So.
And he's not far from the race.
No, he's...
Like 30 minutes, you think?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's north, so you're basically just gonna... You're gonna get onto I-75 and just drive to Cincinnati.
Okay.
So. Yeah, he's pretty much equidistant between Cincinnati and Dayton.
Okay.
So... That's why you'll hear him making a day trip to Dayton, which I think is like 45 minutes away.
Okay.
For the Air Force Marathon every year.
For 30 seconds.
So.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't go with me, then I'll just, you know.
Yeah.
But I said, suggested maybe like, you know, after the race, we take the day and we chill.
Yeah.
And then next day we go on a road trip somewhere.
Exactly. Well, and then that's the thing. So, I mean...
5 seconds.
Not sure exactly how far it is.
Run for 1 minute.
Might be a little more than an hour. But it's easily a day trip. Is Lexington.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to get on I-75 and just keep driving south. So you see signs for Lexington and then you're there. So...
I think I think the Life's corporate office is there.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Lexington's a nice town.
Yeah.
I liked my visit there. I'd like to go back. But, and I was going to go back in 20. And then everyone knows what happened in 20.
Yeah, so. We do.
But yeah, no, nice town.
5 seconds. 30 seconds.
A little tough to hear in this spot.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, I just got to figure out a plan.
Yep.
First and foremost is drop the weight.
Yeah. Yep. Well, this will help. You know?
The wife was like, maybe stay away from the craft beers. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just so good.
Yeah.
Like, yep. I had a Miller Lite with dinner last night. I'm like, water.
Yep.
I spoiled myself.
Yeah.
Or spoiled my palate, whatever you want.
You know, I mean, again, you know, you look at your domestic beers, and for the most part, you're looking at something in the 4 to 5.5 ABV.
Yeah.
Right? So, as beer goes.
I'll stay on this side.
All right. Not particularly alcoholic.
Right.
Right? You know, and then you go to the craft beers, which usually start at 6.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
You know? And hang out between 6 and 8. So, I mean, if you're drinking 8 alcohol content, you're basically drinking, you know,
yeah,
2 Miller Lights at once.
So basically, you know, more calories.
Yeah.
More everything, yeah.
So, yeah, so. Yep. Because I'll notice that, like, over the, you know, over the fall. And, of course, all the Oktoberfest stuff right now.
Oh,
yes, 6 to 7, right?
It inundates you.
You know? Or the heavier beers.
5 seconds.
You know, 6 to 7.
Yeah.
On the craft side. And it's like, yeah, I'll have a Guinness.
1 minute.
Wow, this has got went down pretty easy. Yeah, because it's 4 ABV.
Yeah.
All right? And it's not carbonated. So it's not forcing its way into your bloodstream.
I had one of those last Sunday.
Uh-huh.
We stopped at the James Joyce before we went to the Ravens game.
Okay, yeah.
And I had an Irish breakfast.
Yep.
I was in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Nice restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That was the first I had a Guinness in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked so nice when we pour it.
Yeah.
You hate to even drink it.
Uh-huh.
Take this home with me and give it a name.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a buddy come in from town for work from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
He says, hey, I'm in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
5 seconds.
Want to go to a game?
Yeah.
So.
Walk for 30 seconds.
$800 later.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Ticketmaster can go get bent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there. They're ridiculous.
What a scumbag company.
Yep.
2 tickets. They were $137 a piece.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But.
5 seconds.
After all the garbage with the fees.
Yeah.
Run for 1 minute.
Morning. There were 2 $25 fees.
Yeah.
For online processing.
Right.
It's all friggin' digital.
Yeah, it's all profit is what that is. Yeah.
You
online
don't do
processing.
Anything.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You hit a button.
I did all the work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So that's another $50.
Yeah.
For a ticket that's not even real.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I stopped using them a long time ago.
I mean, all those sites are like that. They all have their own way.
Yep.
Of gouging you at the end.
Yep.
And you know, excuse me.
Yeah, usually if you can get it from the venue, you're going to do better.
Yeah.
But, of course, the problem with that is all these ticket agencies snag up, how many blocks of... Right, how many blocks of tickets ahead of time.
30 seconds.
You're never going to get them.
No.
So...
And I was buying them on Saturday afternoon, so I'm like... Kind of got me by the... The short hairs here, but... No, we had a lot of fun. Ravens won like 37-3.
And there you go.
Price of beer in that stadium, dear God.
Yeah.
5 seconds. I had, I was driving, so I had two at the game.
Right.
Run for 1 minute.
Sierra Nevada.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Loose Cannon.
Okay, yep.
The Torpedo one?
Yep.
$13.
Yeah. Speaking of craft beer, have you tried South County yet?
Yes.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yep.
My youngest brother, a good bit of his friends work at the one down, was it Fawn?
Fawn Grove, yeah.
Fawn Grove?
Yeah, in the tap room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they make some good beer.
Yeah.
We went to the restaurant off of Leader Heights.
Uh-huh.
Food was all right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great. Sign of the Horse was good.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that was good food.
Yep.
5 seconds.
Cool part of that was we pulled and parked right out front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we sat at the table in the window.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at my car.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I was on display.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that much to look at, but...
Yeah.
The wife's like, this is kind of weird. We're like...
Yeah.
A Christmas display here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what used to be in that window for a long time.
Yeah.
They had this, like, a mannequin in there.
5 seconds.
Because it was abandoned for a long time.
Right.
Oh, geez.
Well, they cleaned it up nice.
Oh, yeah. And then... Right next to it now, there's actually a coffee shop.
Yes.
Fat Cat.
Fat Cat.
So, haven't tried that yet, but I'm gonna give that a go. So.
They had these like smoked carrots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! I could have eaten a bowl of those.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I guess their original restaurant is in Hanover.
Yes.
So. But yeah, no, I mean, they're really, I mean, compared to what it looked like when we moved in 2001, I mean, they've really done an awful lot to the square in Red Lion.
5 seconds.
So. There was a store there.
Not for 30 seconds.
I mean, more than 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
When me and my friends were very young, there was a store called G-Force.
Uh-huh.
And we would buy our paintball supplies there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk about an expensive habit.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Oh, yeah.